Is Uncle Charlie in purgatory? How can we know? That's the message I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Is Uncle Charlie in purgatory? What about Aunt Elizabeth and Uncle Joe and my friend Jimmy and my friend Pete? What about Aunt Maria? Are they in purgatory? Should I ask the priest to offer up a mass, the sacrifice of the mass, for their souls that they could get out of there quicker? I'm not quite sure. What should I do? Now, I'm giving you that as an example, ladies and gentlemen. You know, those names, obviously they are real names, but I'm just giving you that as an example. These are Roman Catholic teachings in, regarding the place called purgatory. Okay, this is not something that is found in the scripture, so I want to set the record straight once and for all, ladies and gentlemen. As a former Roman Catholic, hear me now. There is no such place as purgatory. So I encourage you today, if you are still Roman Catholic, you're still in that system, I encourage you, stop making donations for your local priest to offer up a mass, or somebody online that says they're going to pray for your loved ones that are in purgatory. Listen to me. There is no purgatory. Save your time. Save your money. That's what I'll be talking about here. In the Roman Catholic St. Joseph, the new St. Joseph Baltimore Catechism, there's a little section that talks about God's hospital. Purgatory is God's hospital. And they declare that purgatory is God's hospital for souls, where those who do not love God enough to enter heaven are cured by fire. Then they must go to purgatory, where they will have to suffer much more intensely than they would have if they had accepted the sufferings on earth. In purgatory, God's cleansing fires burn away the soul's selfishness till its love becomes perfect and it is ready to fly to heaven. It's suffering only purified love. They don't increase it. And that's from the new St. Joseph Baltimore Catechism, 1969, imprimatur by Francis Cardinal Spellman. What does that mean? That means that the doctrines that are contained in that catechism are fully approved by the Vatican, folks. Let me just give you a couple of more things from, this is the Roman Catholic Catechism of 94. Number 1030, all who die in God's grace and friendship but still imperfectly purified are indeed assured of their eternal salvation, but after death they undergo purification so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven. Next item, 1031, the Church gives the name purgatory to this final purification of the elect, which is entirely different from the punishment of the damned. The Church formulated her doctrine of faith on purgatory, especially at the councils of Florence and Trent. The tradition of the Church, by reference to certain texts of Scripture, speaks of a cleansing fire. So that's from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, Doubleday Publishers, New York City, paperback edition, 1995, page 191, in Primi Potest, Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger. Okay, he was one of the popes. So listen to me again, folks. Save yourself a lot of time. Today's the day, folks, to break free from this bondage, this hellish bondage, this hellish teaching of purgatory. And I quoted right from the Catholic Church teachings so that you would know that I'm not just talking off the top of my head. This is what people believe every day in the Roman Catholic Church. Ladies and gentlemen, over the centuries, probably billions of dollars have been donated for people going to their local parish to have a priest offer up a mass, the sacrifice of the mass for the deceased loved ones. So they're concerned about Uncle Charlie and Aunt Maria and so on and so forth. Well-meaning Roman Catholic people, very well-meaning people. This is what they've been taught. I know. This is what I was taught. I would go to the rectory and get my mass card and so on and so forth. And this is done every day, folks. You go to funeral parlors throughout the world, not only in America, and you'll see a little stand set up, a mass card stand with clips, like, almost like a little tree. By the time the mass cards fill up that stand, and they'd be given to the people who lost a loved one. So folks, hear me today. Forget about that teaching. It's false. It's counterfeit. You're hearing from a former Roman Catholic. Why don't you listen to the word of God? Listen to what Jesus had to say here in John 3:16-18. He said this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but of everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Glory to God. This is what it's about, folks. Salvation is found in Jesus Christ. You have his promise. This is Christ. This is the word of God. This is the word who was made flesh, and he's telling you, you can have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And you can be saved, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to listen to this teaching of purgatory that is promoted by the Church of Rome, keeping people in bondage for centuries, including up until this very day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, folks, you need to hear the truth. Look at what Jesus said after he rose from the dead. Mark 16:15-16, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." There's no in-between. You're either saved or you're going to be damned. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. So you're hearing some good news, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a former Roman Catholic. I broke free from that. The Spirit of God set me free. You see? And you can be free too. So those teachings, throw them away, those man-made traditions, ladies and gentlemen. Dig into the Word of God. Get yourself a King James Bible. That's my word for you today. And study the Word of God. This is how I got saved. The Word of God jumped off the pages at me because it was the Spirit of God who wanted to set me free. Oh, yes. Look at this in Luke 23:39-43. This is a dealing with remember the thieves, they call them malefactors, they were hanging beside Christ, he was in the middle, and this is talking about that here. It says, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him," or yelled at him, "saying, If thou be Christ," or Messiah, "save thyself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily, or truly, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Hallelujah. Jesus didn't say, "Hey, buddy, you gotta burn for a while in purgatory. You know. Look, you're a thief. You know, you got a little work to do before you make it to paradise, make it to heaven." No, you don't hear that stuff, folks. That's bondage. That's Roman Catholic bondage, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a thief. He turned to the Lord. Jesus didn't say, "If you could wiggle down off the cross and be baptized, we might be able to work out some deal here." He didn't say that. Oh, no. The turn came from the heart. Did you see that? You believe from the heart, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what that thief did, that malefactor. And that's why the Lord said, "You're going to be with me in paradise today." Hallelujah. This is the mercy of God. So folks, you need to break free from this. You know, they have canons regarding this, curses, believe it or not. Can you believe the Roman Catholic Church has what are known as anathemas in the Council of Trent? There are over 100 anathemas, over 100 curses against people like myself who reject her teachings. And it's unbelievable. So people are having masses offered up for the dead people. They do you know that they pray for the dead people? They say they're in purgatory. I hate to say it, folks, that probably most, if not all, the people that if they died believing these teachings, if they were never truly born again, they're not in purgatory. They're in hell. Folks, you need to know this. This is why you need to break free from this teaching, folks. And you know, if you're still believing this, you got a serious problem. So Folks, you need to know, folks, that the mercy of God is available for you no matter who you are. Romans 5:6-10, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. Look at that, folks. It says Christ died for the ungodly. He's not here to spank you and tell you got to go to purgatory. He says right here it was his love toward us that he died for us, and that we can be justified by his blood and save from wrath. You see that? You don't have to go roast in purgatory for a couple of hundred years before you get out. They're still praying for popes that they believe are in purgatory, ladies and gentlemen. That's a fact. So you need to know that. One of the other teachings that's well known, Pope John XXII declared that he had a vision of the Virgin Mary in which she said the following concerning those who wore the brown scapula. It's something you wear around your neck. That's a man-made tradition of Rome. Listen, this is what this Pope said. Mary said to him, "I, the Mother of Grace, shall descend on the Saturday after their death, and whomsoever I shall find in purgatory, I shall free, so that I may lead them to the holy mountain of life everlasting." Now, if ever there was a devilish, demonic teaching, it's that one, ladies and gentlemen. People to this day wear the brown scapula. I know, I used to wear a green one. Yeah, I don't even know what basically the meaning behind it. You know, so people to this day, as I speak, there are people wearing this right now, and they believe when they die, you know, my heart breaks when I read this. They believe when they die that Mother Mary, the first Saturday after they die, she's going to come along and pluck them out of purgatory. Now, these are precious souls by the millions. They need the true gospel, you see? This is known as the Sabbatine privilege, by the way. So these poor souls, you know, they've been praying their rosary their whole life. They've been praying their novena, reading novenas and doing this for years, decades. And they're being told that Mother Mary is going to come along and pluck them out of purgatory. Meanwhile, they've never been saved. They've never been genuinely born again of the Spirit. And we're living in a day when the modern-day so-called Protestant church is working hand-in-hand with the Church of Rome. They're not telling the people the truth. They just simply work with them and say, "Oh, what we have little differences." It's nonsensical, folks, and it's a serious, serious thing. You remember during the time of Martin Luther, during the time when they were selling indulgences, and same principle that their loved ones could get out of purgatory for a donation. So they used to that man John Tetzel used to carry around a chest. This is over in Germany, okay? And written on this chest, this money chest, where people are throwing their life savings in there sometimes, it said this: "As soon as the coin in the coffer rings, the soul from purgatory springs." And you take a look at the St. Peter's over there, it was built upon that wicked money. What do I have to say about that, ladies and gentlemen? It's wicked, wicked, wicked. So, you know, this is spiritual heresy at its worst. So I continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, so you might know the truth that would make you free. Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek or Gentile." And that's Romans 1:16. I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, call upon the Lord. If you're Roman Catholic, the good news, you heard it today. You don't have to go to purgatory. Get saved. Put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ so you don't end up in hell. Be blessed.